The question must be asked if Lismore is a hub for counterfeit money. In recent years, there were counterfeit $100 notes in the area towards the end of 2004. Counterfeit $50 notes were passed in mid-2005. More counterfeit $50 notes appeared in mid-2009. Counterfeit traveller's checks did the rounds in late 2009. Quite a number of counterfeit $20 notes were circulated earlier this year around Lismore and Nimbin, and a counterfeit $10 note appeared just last week. These are just the ones we know about. I was personally a victim of the $20 notes, having received one through my business and being required to hand it in to police. It is an offence to pass a counterfeit note, and the person receiving a counterfeit note is not reimbursed when they hand it in. It is such a bad position to find yourself in, especially if you are struggling. As a result of this problem, it is very important that as many people are notified as quickly as possible so that they can keep a lookout for counterfeit notes and not find themselves the victim of someone passing counterfeit notes. This is particularly important to high cash turnover businesses. How I came to be in possession of a counterfeit $10 note was quite interesting. I had shown photos of and discussed the counterfeit $20 note I'd received with some businesses I deal with. One of those businesses called me late on Wednesday afternoon to let me know they thought they received a counterfeit $10 note and wanted me to check it out. I told them I would be in the next day. After seeing the $10 note, it became pretty clear that it was counterfeit. I took the note and tried to contact Lismore Police by phone. After stating my name, the police officer hung up on me. Lismore Police are not my biggest fans, but it was surprising that I was not even given the opportunity to state the reason for my call before being cut off. Counterfeiting is a serious crime, but I could have been in urgent need of assistance. I then tried to call the police assistance line. The calls are recorded. I advised them of the reason for the call and what had happened when I called Lismore Police Station. I advised them someone could call me back. No one did. My next call was to the Australian Federal Police. The receptionist advised me that their counterfeit people only work from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. It was after 4 p.m. She said to try again the next day on the same number and she would put me through. I sent copies of each side of the counterfeit $10 note to a media outlet and posted the images on my Facebook page. Nothing appeared in the media on Friday, so I tried to call the Australian Federal Police again. I was advised to give it to the local police or send it to Victoria by registered post. I tried the police again on Saturday evening. They promptly came to my business and took possession of the counterfeit $10 note. This particular counterfeit $10 note was the best copy I've ever seen. It felt like a real note and looked very similar. It would be very difficult to pick them out in a busy or dark environment. It is unusual that the public was not promptly made aware that they were circulating. I'm still going on Facebook. Follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au if you want to share some views.